Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. This is our new intro. I'm Neil Smith, and I'm joined by my good friend Jay Kranda. Jay, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, we are. Both of us had some break. I hope everybody's listening had some rest as well. I know my church, we shut down the week after Christmas, so we kind of actually, I saw our social media account. There was something about how like our whole office, there was a tweet out that's like our whole office is on Sabbath this week, which is really cool. So it was really nice. We got restful, and part of that is I was actually thinking about this, and we're testing it out this week and maybe the next couple, was not doing an intro and outro. And the reason is because it's kind of like you guys all listen and you guys have to hear the same thing every week. And my thought is I listen to a lot of podcasts, and the ones that I really tend to like, they actually do a special edit. They do kind of a preview of the episode and then they go into it. And since we're not doing something like that, maybe you guys just want to go right into the content. So I don't know. So we're testing that out, and let us know what you think.
Yeah. So we're in just a little more raw and more conversational in nature. We like trying new things. We think churches should try new things. And so we are experimenting, and this has been one for you and I, Jay. I think it's been 2 years that we've been doing the podcast together. It's been a fun ongoing experiment as we've tried so many different things. We've tried shorter podcasts and interviews and longer podcasts and everything else. We had a great month from listens and downloads in December, so that was fun and interesting to see that spike in December. So we appreciate everybody listening. Lots to catch up on as a lot of innovation happened in the world of social media between when we last had a podcast and now as we're kicking off January 2017. So one of the first big developments continues to be Instagram. So Instagram Stories continues to just develop and mature in interesting ways. They now have, Jay, I don't know if you've seen it, stickers that are kind of like Snapchat filters. Mm-hmm. So you can now put on location and time and temperature similar to Snapchat. And then now on some, and I don't actually have this feature, but I'm curious if you do, you can go live on Instagram Stories. Jay, what are your thoughts on Instagram Live?
Yeah, I saw that. I know our friend Kenny, I think, was one of the first people that I saw go live. I do have it. That's funny. Oh yeah, but some do not have it. I do have it. So
you do have? Have you used it?
I have not used it.
You have used it. What kind of social media podcaster are you?
I will tell everybody listening here, I'm the most pragmatic person with everything I do. I use what I like. So I'm not biased. I don't have stock in any of these companies. I'm just going to use it if I like it. And I rarely have the desire to go live. I just rarely have that desire in me. I do it with my own community, with my online community at my church, but I do it within our Facebook group. I have to do that today. That's one of those things. I do a live thing every week. And so I need to do that. I usually do something reflecting on the weekend. I'm going to stop my reading. But yeah, I have not used it. I've seen it. I've told everybody here, I actually really hate Instagram Stories, and I don't really enjoy the whole thing. And I'm probably becoming an old man, but I hate the dual. I feel like it's just, I have multiple things, and I just want simplicity. Yeah. The artistic part of me, you know,
That's great. So I, on the other hand, am loving Instagram Stories. So my take on Instagram Stories is, I was kind of thinking the other day, is I like to try different things. And I thought, a lot of my friends are getting into vlogging and maybe I need to vlog. And I'm like, I don't have time to do all the editing and all the other stuff. And the reality is, Snapchat is basically the new vlog. You know, some people are vlogging and putting on YouTube, and that's still a trend. But I would say Snapchat and Instagram Stories are basically your vlog, and it kind of edits it for you. There's no chops. There's, you know, you just kind of put it all out there, and then you take your most significant snaps or your most significant Instagram story post, and you put it as a post on Instagram, and maybe push it to Facebook and Twitter. I really think it's interesting. The reason I continue to spend more time on Instagram Stories is more and more people are paying attention to my posts there, and so I'm getting more and more engagement there every day. And I see Instagram continuing to innovate around it, adding boomerang, adding live, adding stickers. And so as they continue to innovate around it, I'm focused there. Where I feel like, honestly, Snapchat hasn't changed much. in the last 6 months. And I think if you don't continue to innovate and continue to change, you will become somewhat irrelevant. I don't think Snapchat is becoming irrelevant, but I think I'm just fascinated by how fast Instagram is changing, yeah, innovating on a platform that really, up until maybe 6 months ago, hadn't changed much in 4 or 5 years. And so it really has come a long way, and it sure is interesting. So
I saw something from you. You were like sending me stuff on Facebook that was like, that was Snapchat-ish.
Yeah.
Like, what was that about? Like, you were like, you sent me like some, my first, you know, facial with like, Snapchat steal.
So Facebook Messenger has like, is like innovating. I mean, there's new things on Facebook Messenger all the time. It's so interesting. I mean, at first I thought they're trying to replace email, but then it's like, then they added Lyft into it and all kinds of other integrations that I'm like, I don't understand what they're doing here. But you can like send people messages that are like short videos, and then you can use filters like the faces, you know, stuff on Snapchat. And so I think I maybe sent you one with like a Santa Claus face or just something ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then I was also used it cause you can do group video conference calls on Facebook Messenger as well. So I did a group video call with our friend DJ Chuang, and Kenny Jang. And so, you know, we used the different faces and snow and all kinds of fun stuff. So it's an interesting development that Facebook, I've been waiting for Facebook to integrate video, group video messaging, video conferencing. And it's kind of like here at the end of 2017, they did it. I thought it was going to be within Facebook groups. Turns out it's in Facebook Messenger. So I think it's an interesting, you know, use of that technology. I actually made a prediction in my predictions future of technology in 2016. One of those was Facebook integrating group video chat into Facebook groups. Well, turns out it was on another side, but it was kind of cool at the end of 2016 to see that come to fruition. Now only half of my predictions actually came true. So a lot of them did not.
I still think Facebook Messenger has an inherent problem of annoying the crap out of you if you don't turn on notifications from there. They like have, as somebody who's like wants to get, like I'm the guy who wants my inbox at zero. Like I'm that guy, yeah, and I hate notifications. Right now my inbox is at 4, and it's because I'm always like plowing at it. And I hate that Instagram has a red notification in their stupid inbox because they want me to turn on notifications. Like they have been such naggers that I do enjoy the app. I think the app has gotten so much better, but they are such naggers at like, and I'm like, part of me is like, I always all the time just want to delete it just to like screw their stats up. Like I just want to be the one guy. It's like when gasoline is too expensive or like, I do this when like a gasoline station doesn't allow, that makes me use debit, not credit. Yeah. I have like 10 times in my life packed up and driven somewhere because I think, why? Why would you do that? Like it's 2016 or 2017. You shouldn't. Like I always like, my dollar is going to bug them. And Facebook, like they're so, like they can get away with it. But you know, they have evolved the app to quite a bit that it's pretty compelling. But it's weird because the same stuff happens. And I don't know if you have this experience where like, I get the whole like spam email thing now.
Oh,
like, you know what I mean? Like I get so many, and then you get the whole left the group.
That's the worst part. They've got to figure that out because you don't want to be that person. That's like somebody sends out like a group prayer message.
I know.
You
know?
And then you get, an alert though, every time somebody responds to it. So if there's 30 people in that message, you get an alert every time. And then you get an alert every time somebody leaves it.
Have you gotten the light from 2016 blown to you from 2017? Have you seen that?
No.
Like a bunch of my online community, like somehow they started, I got it from like, I got a blown light at me like by like 20 people. Like it was an image of people holding the light. And it was like, where did Christian Mingle make a GIF and just like send it to everybody? Like, what is this?
I think people just like you better than they like me, Jay. I want to congratulate you on.
No, I don't want, like, it's a really, you know, this is the thing. It's so nice. And everybody who sent me was very kind. But I was trying to figure out, like, is this the glory of God? And I was like, wait, no, I have the Holy Spirit in me. Like, I don't need like, anyways.
Yeah, so we're going theological here.
This isn't Ezekiel. The glory of the Lord hasn't departed, okay?
So, yeah. Anyway. Okay, last innovation I want to speak to is, well, so I, one of my, maybe my last trip of 2016 was to New York. And so while I was there, I tried to go to the store right there on Fifth Avenue to get the Snapchat spectacles because my wife really wanted a pair. And so I was trying to be a good husband and get her some, but I was going to naturally get two pairs, one for her, one for me. I went there. I couldn't, you know, you had to get like a wristband. You had to get there at like 4:30. I got there at 9 o'clock at night.
What's the store called?
It's just Snapchat. I mean, so it's actually not even, so here's a couple of things that are interesting about it. It's got this huge sign. It's real close to where the Fifth Avenue Apple store is. You can see it right there from the Apple store. And they've got this huge banner that goes up the side of the building. And then it has three vending machines inside. So there's nobody that actually works in the store. You get a wristband, which gives you a pass to use the vending machine, and you're allowed to buy two of the Snapchat spectacles. So I get there, and there's a security guard at the front door, and I'm like, can I just get in line? And he's like, you have to go get a wristband. So I talked to the guy at the wristbands. He's like, you have to get there at 4:30 to get a wristband. You can come back tomorrow. And I'm like, no, thanks. You know, I'm going to pass right now.
Was there a ton of people in the store?
Ton of people outside wanting to get a wristband. And this was like, a couple weeks after they had released it and start opening the store. So, and then you see people flooding out with two of them in their hands. So they're making money, and they're creating a store that doesn't require people, you know, long-term. So it's an interesting trend that they're creating, you know, kind of a part of. So Snapchat though, while Instagram is innovating around the platform, Snapchat is integrating around hardware. And I saw a lot of, 2017 people taking you in through their Snapchat spectacles, especially it seems like celebrities. They did a good job of getting them in the hands of celebrities.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting thing. Do you think they're going to catch on, Jay? What are your thoughts on the spectacles?
I think they designed them really cool. It's a cool idea. And I think every time you have these like areas of technology, and I always go back to like the Seth Godin tribe thing, I think it's super brilliant for their tribe. Like I now, for me personally, you would never catch me paying out of my own pocket for them. Like you would never, because I'm never gonna wear those, I'm never gonna do that. I'd be more like, well, how do you write? Like there's so many questions, barriers, but again, I'm not like that, I'm not that market. But I think it makes very, like, a lot of these moves are, like, how do you please your core people? And at the end of the day, their core people are the ones that are high users and evangelists. And I think it's the same there. Sometimes we are so scattered with our approaches that it's like, I was telling you before this, like, you know, like, I've been, like, reading the book of Romans, and, like, Paul is, like, he's going after Gentiles. Like, that's who he got called.
Yeah,
and specifically to Gentiles that don't know Jesus, and he's super targeted, and he would actually move on. It's actually one of the reasons why he didn't go to Rome right away, is because he was so focused on preaching and so focused on his target, his persona. And we talk about that a lot on the show. Yep. The same thing with you guys. You guys may be focused on your persona. Snapchat knows its persona, and it is resourcing and equipping and aiding and giving them weapons to further. And I think it's brilliant. Now, I don't think they're going to sell 100 million of them, but I think that they're going to sell it enough, and it will work enough that it's super. It's the same thing with wearables. I think wearables have a market, but not a market like the iPhone.
Yep.
It's just, they're different markets. Do they serve that market well? Yes. And I think it's going to be super cool. I'm so interested. It's so interesting. I don't know. What are some of your thoughts?
I think one of the things I'm curious about is Instagram going to copy them? Or is Facebook going to copy them? Because totally, I can see Facebook Live through your glasses, or Insta Specs, you know, or you do Instagram Stories through your glasses and just totally rip it off. Because
Doom, that's the
Instagram Stories. And so it's going to be an interesting trend to watch. I still want to get my hands on a pair as soon as I'm able to, and just.
Play. I feel like I'm an old man. I feel like I'm like. I want people to know I like technology. I just want people to know this. Okay.
You're an old guy. You got three kids. Okay. I got one more question for you, Jay. Before we do that, we got a message from our sponsor. That was a fancy way of saying we're going to talk about TV app for a second. But here's the question. I want you to think about it. is top three social networks that you would recommend to a church leader in 2017. Top three social networks that you would recommend to a church leader in 2017. We're going to answer that. But first, I want to say we are still selling TV apps. 2016, you and I started a company with a couple of friends, we've had a blast. We have worked our tails off. We are learning a ton about business development and supporting ministries in this unique, exciting way. But I would say it's been a blessing. One of the things that really highlighted my Christmas break was seeing Christian Vision is one of the ministries we serve through TV app. They just launched their TV app about a month ago, and it's awesome. And the way they're promoting it is fantastic. They're being really creative.
Yeah.
And so I love seeing that. I saw so many new apps coming out. Telling the Truth just launched an app, with several churches launching their apps. And so we love seeing these ministries getting on TV app. And we think this technology, we know this technology is a trend that's growing so fast with DirecTV Now, Sling, all of the growth of everything moving to connected TV devices, and your church can be on it. Your ministry can be on it. We would love to serve you in that way. So go to tvapp.church, check it out, learn more. We've created an affordable, powerful, flexible, awesome solution for churches. So check it out, and we would love to help you in that way. Jay, to the question, three social networks that a church should be focused on in 2017.
LinkedIn, Google Plus, MySpace.
MySpace over Pinterest. Good move. Yeah. Good move.
No. I would probably say primarily Instagram, then Facebook, and then I would probably lean towards YouTube.
Okay. Instagram at the top.
I would.
Facebook and then YouTube.
I think that, like, moving forward, I think Instagram is really hard. I mean, they're from what they're innovating and the things they're doing, I just think that, and I just find Instagram to be one of the more enjoyable experiences outside of, like, I'm not in love with all their changes, but part of me is that I know, like, I'm not going to like, everything. It's like, being friends with you, I'm not going to like everything about you, Nils.
I know.
But I'm going to like most things. I'm going to like most things. Yeah.
For the first time, I think totally agree. I would say Facebook first, then Instagram maybe. I'm torn between two. I would say Facebook first, then Instagram or YouTube. And I think they're pretty close, number two.
Yeah.
Although I see YouTube more as a media platform than I do search engine than I do a social network. But I think it still fits into your social strategy.
It depends. If you like, what I think is, I want churches, I think churches should be more personal on their YouTube channel. And I think that would be my thing, is not just uploading services and stories, but somehow, I think about for my church, like, I think one of the things we struggle with is we have such premier content, but we don't really have a personality outside of, like, nobody really knows who our campus pastors are outside if you're at those campuses. And I think we have an opportunity, and I've seen like, I actually don't know the guy's name, but one of the guys at Life Church, he's like, not Alan, but he somehow is like the host. He's some younger guy, and he's always interviewing Craig. And, like, he's almost like one of the facial people, Alan George is too, but this other guy. And what they've kind of done is they kind of put this face to the persona of their internet user in a way that he not only, I don't know exactly, somebody's on staff, you can explain to me the strategy, but what I enjoyed about it is, like, the same with the archers, like, there's some people on our staff that I'm like, I think there's a way we can have a female presence and a younger male presence on camera if we leverage some of these Facebook Live, Instagram Live, Snapchat, and YouTube, and either if it's like a post-show thing, recap, or flaw. I think there's some things that some churches are doing, and I think personally that I've thought about, like, how can we do that? So that's what I mean by that.
Yeah, interesting. I think, as I think too, and I've really pressed in, I think churches could gain a lot from outsourcing overseas. And honestly create jobs overseas by doing that when it comes to graphic design and video editing. Because you think you're creating an hour's worth of content plus every weekend. There's so much content you can pull out of that for video clips, as well as doing things like interviews and everything else. And the reason we often don't do it is not because of the time it takes to capture the content, but the time it takes to edit and distribute the content. And if you outsource that in an efficient way, you can really, I think, create great ministry reach and impact on platforms like YouTube, and then using that on Facebook, using that on other social networks as well, pushing it out. If you were to choose one other social network, and I would say the list would include Pinterest, LinkedIn, Snapchat, or Twitter, what would you choose? And I'll go ahead and just take out, I probably should have even included Pinterest or LinkedIn in that list, but I wrote it down in my notes. Snapchat or
Sexist.
Twitter are really your two other platforms to choose from. Snapchat growing, Twitter declining. Which one are you going to choose to recommend to a church to pay attention to?
I think Twitter is so good at customer like support.
Yep.
I really find that I've had that. I love Twitter. Everybody know, like, I talk about Twitter. I love it. I did this whole tweet thing about Firehouse Subs, how they didn't have any music. And I did like 5 tweets. I was actually hoping secretly that I'd be featured on Moments on Twitter. Like, I was like, come on, I'm going to make this happen. But anyways, they had no music in the Firehouse Subs, and it was like so eerie and creepy. We were the only people talking, but there were like 6 other people, and I didn't know why we couldn't hear. Anyways, and the music just made me care more about the other people, and I didn't want to care. I just wanted to eat. But anyways, besides the point. So anyways, I tweeted that, and Firehouse Subs responded to me on Twitter, you know, and I'm thinking they're so good at that. And I think that's something that like a church, if you do it right, makes a lot of sense. But I would only say if you have a community that's primarily under 30, I think you probably should go all in on Twitter. But if you're way more mixed with ages, go all in on Snapchat. Go in on Snapchat. If you're mixed, then just Twitter. That would be my thing. You.
Totally agree. I mean, I would say Twitter is going to be most churches. If you're looking for a fourth to invest in, Twitter would probably be the next one to invest in. If you're a youth pastor, I think you're Snapchat. You know, you need to be on Snapchat. But church-wide, Snapchat doesn't have mass adoption, especially plus 30 age range.
Yeah,
it's mostly millennials that are engaged there and younger. And so I think, anyways, I think that's kind of the demographic there on the Snapchat. But Twitter is diverse. You see teens on there and you see 60-year-olds on there. I think it has a wider range. Yeah. It's a more niche platform in what it can do, but I'd say it has a wider range in who's on it. So I think it makes more sense to be on. So it would be my number 4, and Snapchat would be my number 5. And then I would say this is the year that LinkedIn and Pinterest become less important as well. You're going to find those 5 rising up more and more. I think Twitter is actually going to make a comeback this year. I think it's going to be acquired by somebody. Somebody's going to invest a lot into it, and I think it's going to potentially push into that top 3 again, like where it once was. So that's my 2 cents.
I hope.
Yep. We love Twitter.
I hope.
So this was our first podcast of 2017. Jay, any final thoughts before we wrap it up?
I think Kawhi Leonard is going to get injured. And
that's what you're banking on. Only chance the Lakers have.
The Lakers have no chance.
No chance. Beat
by the Mavs at home. Anyways, besides the point.
By the 47-year-old Dirk Nowitzki beat you.
Hey, but we beat the Clippers on Christmas Day, so I'm happy. I do want to let everybody know I got a new my grandma got me a new Lakers hat. So I'm gonna be wearing a new Lakers hat if people watch this on the TV app.
That was the day of 2016. That Lakers hat. I'm going to miss the 2016 Lakers hat.
I know. And I'm getting excited because trade season, there's a couple trade rumors going on right now on Twitter. So, I love Twitter. I just think they're, anyways, besides the point. So anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. If you have an idea for the show, or you have something that you think maybe we should interview on, let us know. We love hearing from our community. We want to help churches always be leveraging technology in creative ways to get their mission done. We believe in technology. We're excited for 2017. Go to socialmedia.church to learn more. Use the hashtag SMC podcast and follow me on Twitter so I can get more followers than Niels in 2017. See you guys next week.